Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back with you again with another program of the Word of God, and we pray that God will be pleased with our efforts and that you'll enjoy it. In our last program, we talked still in the third chapter of Genesis, and we got down to her that the serpent had beguiled Eve, and we're going to move on, and we're going to stay in this and stay with the Word of God and stay in this to her that we'd like to be able to get over to you these spirits that are in the land and the pleasures and the displeasures of God. Now in the third chapter of Genesis, beginning at the 14th verse, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put my enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Now this is the Lord talking to Satan, and it sounds as though that maybe at that time that the serpent didn't crawl on his belly. It sounds as though at that time that he might have been standing. But bless your heart, the Lord has fixed it so that he would eat the dust of this woman and of her seed the rest of his life. "Now then, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you." Now this is where that people are missing the landing. There is a requirement, and God is requiring this of the woman, that the man would have rule over. Oh, I know that we holler equality. As many things that we are hollering today as we see people over the land breaking, fighting at their leadership, fighting at the people that are over them. But God has made plans, and God set forth the man and set that man over the woman. He made it so that he would be the one that God would talk to. He fixed it so that he would deal with the man and of course, not the woman. And I didn't write this, and I know that there's many people, many women that would oppose this. I have no doubt that's listening to me, but don't fall out with me. This is the Word of God, and this is directly to you, woman. Listen, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you." So then God has his plans changed. Let's deal with this just a little bit. Has God's plans changed? God intended that the world be replenished, and he fixed it so that the woman would be the mother of the children. This day and time, there's people teaching that the world is too bad to bring children into. There's people that's trying, even people of the church that will tell folks, you don't need to bring children into the world. The world is too bad. Let me say to you, my friends, it's a failure in you, whether you be saint or sinner. It's a failure in the sight of God, because God had this intentions, and it was his purpose, and he fixed it this way. And, I'm a good Christian. I'm a good Christian, but I just don't believe in raising children today. This is against God's word. Hear me, my friends, and you'll never receive the complete pleasures of God with this going on in your life. If you're teaching this, if you're teaching your children that they should not bring children into the world, you're teaching against against the Word of God. Oh, my friends, today, listen to me as I talk to you. If I could, and I realize that I'll never be able, I realize that the ministry and many people that are preaching today, there's many of them that will bypass this. Why? Because it'll cause someone to look down on them. It'll cause someone to think, oh, he's against this and he's against this. Let me say this to you. I am just a reading the Word of God. I believe the Word of God as it's wrote, and I realize today that only through the Lord will you and I be able to make it, and the only way we'll be able to please God is to be able to go by the Word of God. Somebody might say, Brother Willard, I had a vision. I had a dream, and God has changed his plan. God's plan does not change. If they would change, he would change them. But my friends, today this is set up. This Word of God was written by men that was inspired by the Holy Ghost. It was written by men that knew the Lord. And God intended for this to be today. And I want you to hear me today. If I had a text and if I talked over it, it would be that the husband, he shall rule over the woman. And that the woman, if she pleases God, will bear children as God had planted in this life. And I don't want you to feel bad at me. If you feel bad at anyone, you feel bad at God. Because God made this plan and fixed it so that it would be this way. Now let's go on. And he said unto Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, from dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. So then it was fixed so that man would die one of these days. I believe in my heart as I read the Word of God, as I study the Word of God, God intended for man to live and to rejoice and to enjoy the Garden of Eden, and fix it so that he could be there and trim and be nice to the garden. But in what he done, he listened to his wife, and his wife listened to the serpent. And he partook of it and failed God. And God's displeasure rested up on him. Now, bless your hearts today. Hear me as I talk to you, because man shall live by the sweat of his brow and shall serve God. And if he serves God, he'll do this. Because if a man won't provide for his own house, he's worse than an infidel. And this Word of God, what caused this to happen is man and woman failing God, failing what God had told them to. And bless your heart, God's displeasure rested up on them. Our time is gone. May God bless you until the next time. Hi, everyone. It's good to be back. May God bless you. We're still enjoying ourselves in the Lord from our last program. We trust that God will anoint us and help us, that we might be able to talk the Word of God. And of course, the last time I realized that we talked some things that would be great displeasure to some people, and especially women folks today that is trying to rule men, trying to move out into the field of men's work and trying to take over some office, and many of them have today. But the only thing that I could say is this, that God is being failed through these things that they're doing, because it's displeasing to God for women to get out and to lead men, and it'll lead into destruction as sure as the world. So there's no wonder in my mind today of the condition of this whole world. There's no wonder in my mind why that God is being failed, because people will not go by the Word of God. People will not, and they'll never anymore. I realize that in olden times and back in the Mosaic days, and when Moses was here, I realized that that there was much being done and so much displeasure. But you see, Satan has always been in the land, and I realize the belief on a lot of people and the thought that maybe a lot of folks think. But my friends, I'd like to say to you today, there's only two ways to live. One of them is for God, and one is for Satan. Somebody might say, well, I'm trying to live a good life, and I'm trying to do this, but I've never been born again. If you've never been born again, you're a lost person. You're without God and without hope in this world. And I'd like to say to you to give God your life. Turn yourself over to God. Now we're going to continue on, and as we go into it, in the scriptures, we're still in the third chapter of Genesis. And if you'd like to read along with us as we go along, I'm trying, as I can feel the anointing of God, I'm trying to stop and to talk there. And I hope that God, in the love of God, that God would help me, that I might speak the things that would reach your heart. I'm trying. I've started into this program. And when I started, I really thought that I would go this far with it. I've had in mind of maybe going a little while and then maybe closing down. But as we've started now daily on this station, I'm trusting God that God will give me that to say. And I realize this, that regardless of how much that the Word of God is read, regardless of what's said, unless that I can be inspired for God and the ministering Spirit of God deal with my heart, I realize that it'll be hard for me to get these scriptures over to you because some of them seem so harsh. And there's so many people in this land today that's decided that maybe God has changed his plan. My friend, God has not changed. He said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forever. The Lord is upon his throne today, and God had a plan made for man and woman. God had a plan made when he made man, and he had something in his mind. And I feel that the purpose of God, and that he had in his heart and his mind, that he could have something that he could look down upon in this life and be proud of, something that he could depend upon, something that he could care for, and that they would look at him joyously and praise him for the goodness. And just stop and think in the Garden of Eden, how that Adam and Eve, this goodness that they had, that they could just look up and glorify God and to praise God for the goodness that he had given them, the things that they did. But no, the tempter come along, caused them to transgress the laws of God. Oh, my friend, today the devil is in the land, and he's operating in every way that he can. He's operating through people. But let me say to you, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me say to you today, let's let you and I get a hold of this. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, seek God for the Holy Ghost. And Adam called his wife, the 20th verse of the third chapter, and Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. She was the mother of all the living. Now let's think back. The Lord allowed him to see the animals. God allowed the man to name the animals. And here he took from Adam the rib and made Eve. And now he's allowed him to give her name. Isn't it wonderful, the thought and the care that God had for that man that God had made for in his image? When I think about it, how disgraceful it would be for me to go out knowing that I have been made in the image of God, knowing that I was going out failing God, living just anyway, and then going to church on Sunday and saying that I was serving God. Oh, my friend, today, I thank God for salvation. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now my time is nearly gone. I've got just a little more time here, and we're going to deal a little more with this scripture. And this scripture that we're going to now is this, the 21st verse. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Let me read that again. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east Garden of Eden the cherubims and flaming swords which turned every way to keep the ways of the tree of life. So then he realized that man had failed him, and he realized that he had to do something about it. He realized that if he didn't, that man would destroy this Garden of Eden. It's somewhere, I believe today, I believe that the Garden of Eden is somewhere today, and maybe someday that man will get to live there again. That man and woman, they'll go there in the Spirit of God. There'll never be no flesh, earthly flesh in heaven. Satan will never be in heaven. When I get to thinking about this and how gloriously and how happy that it makes me to know that Satan's time is over when this life is through, as sure as you and I here, Satan is through when the Lord says time shall be no more. There'll be no more time. Then I know and realize that God, has got it fixed so that you and I can go to a place. If we serve him here, if we're born again, if we're born to the Spirit, if we're born to the water, I realize that you and I will get one of these days to go to heaven where there'll be no Satan, because the Lord has got all of this set up and got him pushed back and got it so that if you and I get back in there, we'll get in there through and by the Spirit of God. Do you know the Lord today, my friends? Do you know about him and his goodness? Let me take just briefly in the last few moments that I have. Let me say to you today that there's joy in serving the Lord. Oh, it's glorious to know that you've got your life fixed up in the Lord, that he is satisfied with you. Is the Lord satisfied with you today? May God bless you, is my prayer, and I trust God for you, that God will come into your life if you don't know him. And if you do know him, I trust God that you'll serve him the rest of your life. May God bless you. Hi, friends. It's nice to be back with you again today with another program, and one that we trust that you will love, and we are continuing. And we're dealing, and I started right in the very beginning. We're continuing to talk about the Word of God and of Adam and Eve. I don't know just how long that we'll stay with this, but I thought we'd try to study and talk of the highlights of the Word of God, and that might enlighten us as we get over and as we move on into the Scriptures, that we might enjoy maybe even more. Knowing if we study together, maybe you'll have more understanding of later that it I might talk about. And no doubt I realize that I'm talking to people that knows the Word of God. Maybe many of you maybe studied the Word of God. Maybe went to school in the Word of God. But let me say this to you. The Word of God is spiritually discerned. You don't just pick it up. There's no way you can go to school the rest of your life without the inspiration, that being inspired by God, without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's no way that you can get from the Word of God that you need. You know, the Word of God teaches like this. You can't hear without a preacher. And how can he preach except he be sent. Now, a man that'll tell you that he's living in this life and he's failing God in sin every day of his life and telling you that he's inspired by God, my friends, be careful. That man will deceive you for the simple reason God intended for people to live clean. Oh, why, Brother Willard? Why did he cast Adam and Eve out? For no more than they did. Why? Stop and think. Just stop and think today. Why did he cast them out for their failure? He cast them out simply because they listened to the teaching of Satan. He can't turn them out. Well, bless your heart. Because that he had a plan for them that they could enjoy themselves, that they could enjoy life, could have everything they need, have all the fruits, don't have to plant. All they have to do is trim that they did, but they listened to Satan. There's a warfare between man, between Satan and God, and a lot of people don't believe this, but Satan's power is up there. And Satan's power, when a man and a woman becomes accountable of their sins, a man and woman automatically comes in the clutches of the Satan, of the devil. And just as sure as you and I here today, we're going to serve God or we're going to serve Satan. Why? Because of Satan. He is always on the job, and he is a spirit, and he's a powerful man, but God is greater. And God fixed it so that men and women could overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. God fixed it so that men and women could please God in this life, and I pray God to get it over to you some of these days that God is a God at hand, and God knows all about you and me. And so today, friends, heed the word of God. Serve God with all of your heart. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Genesis. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man for the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Now let's consider this just a little bit. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and under thee shall his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So now you see, friends, today, here is the first problem that started, and the first thing of displeasure that has come between the sons. What? A sin. This is what it had to be. Why? Because Satan had taken over. Satan was there, and Satan had taken over, and now causing trouble. Causing trouble, but through who? Through two brothers. One of them's offering was pleasing to God, and the other, it was without respect of God. And, of course, this gives the devil a good way and a good punch at this boy. And then he became very torn up in his mind and disturbed. Why? Because this old spirit of the devil wanting to be just as good or better than someone else. But these people today wanting the pleasures of God, this same spirit that was dealing here between this brother, Cain and Abel, this same spirit today is still in operation today when God, and this is why that they face and fight God and fight his ways. Someone say, oh, I'm a Christian and I'm living for God. There's always a spirit there to fight that. My friends today, let me say to you that if you've been born of God and if you are free from your sins, let the devil fight on. Let the devil kick on. Why? Because he's done it from the very beginning, the very first incident. Now listen, what happened? And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? How many times today do you hear this phrase, this statement, Am I my brother's keeper? Should I look out for my brother? Oh, bless your heart today. God fixed it so that you and I should look out for one another, be careful that we might love. And a lot of folks, I hear people make a prayer request lots of times, and they'll say like this, I'd like for you to pray for so-and-so, or they are not a Christian, but I'd like for you to pray for them. Bless your heart, Christ died for that sinner man. And to me, I pray God that I'll never allow a spirit to deal with me that would cause me to not have the love for these people that we should have, because I want God to be pleased with my life. Now listen, as we go on. And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth and from thy face, and I shall be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. May God bless you today as we studied this word of God up to this point. And as we've come to the word of God today and the closing of this series of programs of this week. And we've tried to be inspired. We've tried to let God direct us. We've tried to do the things that God would have us to do. And we hope that this has been enjoyment to you. But most of all, my friend, today, if you don't know the Lord, if you don't have salvation, this is my whole intentions. This is why that I'm carrying on. I'd like to do something that would cause you to reach out. And I would say this to you, if you'd like for me to come to your church and preach, we have a group of singers known as the Elkwood Quartet. We'd be glad to come and sing and to preach for you. And if you'd like for us to come, I'd like for you to sit down and write me, W.L. Wooten, 1887, Carter's Grove Road, Taft, Tennessee, 38488. Or call me at 828-4460. And if you have any prayer requests, call me. Write me. The Lord is still healing. The Lord is still healing the sick today. Thanks be to God. He's healing cancer. He's healing heart trouble. He's healing heart attacks. He's healing headaches. So many things that I've seen him do that it brings joy to my soul to know today that we're serving a living God. And we pray now that the pleasures of God will rest upon you, and that thy love can be in the Lord, and you can be greatly pleasant in the sight of God. May God bless you until the next time.